Every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Every Friday starting at 1 o'clock at 590 Baseball with Jim Huer, Bob Ramsey, and Brian Hoffman.
And I know for one, if you want something archaic and at least 50 to 100 years old, I am your guy.
And if you're looking for a newfound way to approach the game, I'm your guy.
Mike Trout, gone a home run.
It's 590 Baseball every Friday from 1 until 2 on 590 The Fan.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
With standards of personalized service unmatched in the area and a highly trained staff, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. Centrally located just minutes from everything downtown Clayton offers, the Gatesworth features three different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef, weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, a movie theater, and even a putting green. The Gatesworth, striving to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information.
Remind me to tell you what I found in my basement yesterday. That's all you need to say, and I'll know. That'll remind me.
Okay. What'd you find in your basement?
Not now.
You need to be quiet.
You know, you didn't used to be funny.
I know.
Is he using condoms for bum sex?
No.
Lisa, he is putting his penis in your rectum.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh,
oh. That rectum has feces in there.
Oh.
Feces are loaded with bacteria.
Stop the music.
Remember what I said this morning? I said, pick out the ones that are...
Oh, my God.
The ones that are... I said...
You said the ones that are not vulgar. And that is not vulgar. She says penis and rectum.
No, it's not, and feces. And it's not illegal. It's not, but I, oh my goodness.
Damn near killed him.
Oh boy. Okay, go ahead. Start the music. Go ahead.
There are people eating.
You can email, what's your email address? Limey.
LimeyPhillips@gmail.com.
No, it's not. It's something the Brit.
No, it isn't. It's LimeyPhillips.
What happened to the Brit thing?
Well, that's my personal one.
Oh, okay. LimeyPhillips@gmail.com.
Let me get that one out.
Yeah. Good afternoon and welcome to our last show. Welcome to the July 23rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank, over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and a whole lot more. We'll talk about it and why a place to bank is not just a place to bank. There are reasons as one could be better than the others, and we'll explain later. But first, this.
Hey!
I'd like you to say goodbye and wish him good luck, our control board operator, who will no longer be with us after today.
No, no, stop. I'm going to tell people, stop the music. I called Limey this morning. I said, I got so much positive email about Dr. Sue Johansson. I said, some people just really enjoyed it. I said, why don't you pull some of her segments from her old TV show, but take the milder ones. What's the first one to pull down?
Maybe that was mild.
No.
Let me tell you something.
Do you want to hear some of the other stuff I got?
Little birdie on the wall, whose last name rhymes with Goodburn, heard Limey say to T.J. Moe when he walked out, he said, listen to the top of the 5 o'clock hour. He said, Frank's either going to laugh or I'm going to get fired.
Wow, of all the ones to start with.
Woo. Do you want to hear the other ones I pulled out?
Yeah.
I mean, that great.
Well, the one that you...
One or two, maybe.
The one that started the show. Remember that?
I remember that one. That was not this one. That was not on a scale of 1 to 10. That was a 7. Good.
Okay. Right then.
Let me explain this something to people. This was an actual television show that ran around the world, out of, I believe, Australia or
Canada.
Canada.
It was in Canada.
And Dr. Sue Johansson, sex therapist, and it's just blunt, frank sexual advice.
Oh, my goodness.
There's nothing she says that is a violation of anything.
We've already heard that. We've already heard the one that I just played. We've heard the one at the top of the hour. I've got sex in a hot tub.
Don't play the one again you just played today, ever. Okay.
I got you.
Hot tub. I don't pick one. I don't care.
Okay. Now, all right, this one, here's your next question for Ballast Dental next time you go there.
Don't include an advertiser in this.
Well, you are just digging the...
Boy, you're digging a grave. Go ahead.
I have a quick question. I don't know how true this is, but I was told by someone who's dating a dentist...
Yes?
...that the dentist told him that if she looks into the back of the throat of her female patients, that she can tell whether or not they have... oral sex, and particularly if they swallow a lot. Is that true?
There are going to be an awful lot of people in an awful lot of trouble if that's true.
Tim's covering his eyes.
Oh, Tim's embarrassed.
First of all, I can't believe any woman would be dumb enough to call her with that question. Of course that's not true.
No.
Wow. Folks, I wish that show... Well, I don't think... Because the topics are still... You know, that information is still relevant. I wish they'd rerun her show. When we discovered it, we shared it with like 6 or 8 friends of ours, and they couldn't stop watching it.
She used to make the rounds on all the talk shows, too. So, like Letterman and Leno. She would come out, and she was pretty entertaining.
Right, you can start the music again. As I was saying, our former control board operator is here. He lived for 19 years in Great Britain. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. And let me explain what Dr. Sue was talking about, that the dentist could tell. What she meant was if they swallow all their food, because if they don't, it gets in between their teeth.
And toothpaste.
And causes cavities. Mm-hmm. That's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
So, I don't even know. I don't even know where we are.
Hold on a second.
You can let me
Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. I really hope you enjoyed the Playhouse intro today.
Now, Trevor, say goodbye to everyone.
Yeah. You can do that right before 6. Now, the man who did not go northbound or southbound or westbound or even...
I hit the wrong one. I was laughing.
This really is your last day.
Boy, this is unbelievable.
I'm so sorry.
And now sports with Tim Woodburn.
Okay, woke up this... Edit that out. No, we got it. You have to edit it out. What if the boss... What if he decided to listen for the first time and that's what he heard?
Then I'm definitely fired.
No, he
Radio
no,
edit.
No, because... No, because he actually doesn't care. He's trying to sell the place. He didn't care. So, hey, woke up this morning. This guy decided not to go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
Hello, and I'm going to miss you, Limey.
All right, Dan Strauss, of course he's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stifel. And it's never too late for a second opinion. Mark and Jason have over 2 decades of experience helping people with personalized retirement planning. Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And to schedule your complimentary review or their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Now, do you realize that by calling you out on how you were screwing that up, how much smoother you do it now?
I guess so,
yeah. You've smoothed it out a lot.
I have.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks.
On that. Our next partner used to cook at Denny's in the middle of the night. He sold knives in the middle of the day, door to door. In the middle of hot days, he sold beer at Busch Stadium as a beer vendor. And on cool nights, hot nights, any kind of nights at the roller rink, you would hear him as the DJ at the roller rink. But now he's in charge of research. He's in charge of resetting our digital clock. He's our newsman, our news director. He's the author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. And oh, yes, one other thing. That's right. Like Jim Rockford, but different. He is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
And the cool part of that roller skating rink DJ job was that I also sold knives and beer to the teenagers.
To the teenagers. Yeah. There you go.
My best customers. I'd like to say hi to Matheny Heating and Cooling. They are St. Louis's heating and air conditioning specialist. Why? Because they've been in business for 77 years, since 1942, with an A-plus reputation amongst their customer reviews of providing prompt, reliable, and courteous service. They install and service heating and air conditioning equipment. And if yours is on the fritz or you need a new one, please remember Matheny when you consider your customers. Give them a call at 314-727-9000. 314-727-9000. Or check out their brand new website, MatheneyHeatCool.com.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is kind, yeah.
And Rat Boy is telling me that back when Sue Johansson did have her sex therapist show, you know, she would introduce new sex products, sex toys and things. No. And Rat Boy actually was telling me that he tried to get her to let him mass produce and market a phallus. What was it made out? What kind of phallus?
Cheese.
A cheese phallus.
Oh,
wow.
And he was not successful.
Bill cheese.
What? Oh, what?
Bill cheese.
Oh, my God.
Dill cheese.
No. Dill cheese.
Dill cheese.
Dill cheese.
Oh, with a taste of dill, like dill pickles.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Yes, I got you.
It's a hard cheese, not a soft cheese.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I guess it should be. What else is there to say? Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This show has gone to hell.
You know, I think this is the best show we've ever had.
I agree.
Maybe the best show ever. The Playhouse brought to you by First Community Credit Union. It is a place to bank. That's it. It's a place to bank. But that's not really it. It's a great place to bank. You more than likely have some sort of checking account. Boy, I can't remember the last time I wrote a check. Who's written a check in the last, like, 3 years?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. So get a debit card. They certainly have those. I have one to my pocket right now and has First Community on it. Credit card, home loans, car loans, line of credit, home equity line of credit, or business line of credit. If you're in small business, they love small businesses. It is especially today and tomorrow. People who are lucky enough today and yesterday, people who are lucky enough this last 2 days to be out on the water in a boat or on a motorcycle, they love to help people make that motorcycle dream or boat dream come true with boat loans and motorcycle loans, and to make the wedding everything you want it to be for your daughter. And that's wedding loans. Yeah, they make those too. They do a lot of stuff, and they do it right. They do it well. That's how they got to be the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and they're also sponsors of the only yard sale that I know of to ever sell an airplane, which they did.
Yes.
Just this past Saturday, they sold a guy called and said he was able to sell an airplane because of the yard sale. That's a first, and it's sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. It is the original yard sale, and really the only one worth listening to. Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, right here on 590 The Fan, and only one sponsor, so almost no commercials except theirs every quarter hour, and that's First Community Credit Union. 40 locations, actually over 40. And you can find out more always at firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Arizona, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa.
Yes, True's been all those places. And Bill and I discovered out in the hall we're wearing the exact same shoes.
Yes.
That is about all we have in common.
They're very comfortable.
They are. They're Skechers, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah. And the same color. I mean, exact same shoe.
Wow.
I bet not the same size. What do you wear?
8.5.
12. Gotcha. Yeah. You know what they say, 8.5, big nose. Just say. Bill Cleveland's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I think you know the rest, and if you don't, you need to know it. So go to their website, windowworldstlouis.com. Would you please welcome, once again, for the umpteenth hundredth time, Bill Cleveland. Remember I said you're supposed to ask me what I found in my basement?
Yeah, what did you find in your basement?
Last night, behind a box, a reel of tape. And it's the master tape for the Playhouse theme. From the recording session 30 years ago.
You send it to the Broadcast Hall of Fame?
They'll throw it in the dumpster.
That reminds me of my favorite quick joke. You want to hear it real quick?
Sure.
The basement?
Sure.
You know how many dead prostitutes it takes to screw in a light bulb in your basement?
No.
I don't know the answer either. I just know the answer is not 9. You guys all want to laugh.
What?
You're right. We do want to laugh. Yeah. I'm just sitting there. Hold on. Okay,
How many dead prostitutes does it take to screw in a light bulb in your basement? And the punchline is, I don't know the answer to that. I just know the answer is not 9.
So that means you have like 9 dead prostitutes in your basement?
That's what's funny about the joke.
Yeah. Oh. Why did you have to wait till my segment?
Tim's actually told a story like this. Remember when you were at a friend's house?
Yeah.
He told this joke and it didn't go over well.
So he tried it again here and it didn't go over well? What does that tell you, Tim?
I still think the joke's funny.
Why don't you go out on the patio and
tell
it?
You're right.
But
Tim is right. He does think it's funny. And now, back to Bill.
Okay, well, I can only go up from there. Yeah. So I have two friends in town today, and there's a big tourism conference in town.
Actually, I know it's not 9. That's pretty good. It's just one of those you guys can think about it a little bit. Okay, go ahead.
And so whenever someone comes into town who is from out of town, and the first thing they want to do is try local food.
Yes.
And I think most people do that when they go to a new city, especially if there's things that you've never tried before that are only in that area.
Hold on, that's a bit of a big statement. The first thing they want to do is try local food. I don't think that. I disagree.
Well,
I think the first thing they'd want to do is go to Opryland or the Arch, and then the food, maybe. I don't think the first thing.
I think you'd be wrong.
Well, you're wrong.
What do I know?
Yeah, what do you know?
So, well, at least for the friends that I have coming in town, food is actually the first thing that they're doing. In fact, today I took someone out to lunch to try some St. Louis food. So I found this article that actually my friend from Fort Collins sent me. She's one of the folks in town. And so I thought it'd be fun to share, or interesting maybe, because some of the things that are on this list, it was written by another travel writer that does not live in St. Louis or in Missouri, and it was 10 essential foods to try in St. Louis. So I'll go through the list. Some of them are no-brainers. Some of them I have never heard of, and some I don't know.
Can I ask if 2 are on the list, and if they're not, they should be of the 10? Obviously, toasted ravioli has to be.
Okay, toasted ravioli.
Pork steaks.
Gooey butter cake.
Okay, just let me go through my list.
I'm sorry. Well, sorry. Sorry, Mr. Sensitive.
He gets sensitive when he wears those Skechers.
Number one.
Well, he's mad because I got the same shoes he's got on.
Mine will be in the trash can outside of 590 after this. Okay, yes, number one is toasted ravioli. Have you ever introduced toasted ravioli to someone that did not like it?
No, never. No.
Me neither.
Dan, what do you mean yes?
Yeah, I had somebody that said, ravioli shouldn't be toasted.
Well, hold it, but did they taste it?
Yeah.
And they didn't like it? Well, don't be friends with those people.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Don't be friends with them. There's something wrong with it.
It's never happened to me. Invented in the 1940s. There's some argument about who actually invented it. Essentially, probably was an accident. So, yes, number one on the list, toasted ravioli. Okay, number two on this person's list, this writer's list, frozen custard from Ted Drews. And I will tell you that I don't know. I've had people who come into town and they do. They love it, and they'll say that after the fact, like, there's nothing like Ted Drews. I don't know. As a homer, I can't say that. But
well, I can
it's
say
pretty
it.
Good.
It's good, but it's not the greatest frozen custard.
No, it's I've not. There's a lot of frozen custard out there.
But what we've done is we have established and decided to make that one of the staples of St. Louis. Is it the best frozen custard you'll ever taste? No, but it is a St. Louis tradition.
Yes,
and the man has put a lot into the community, and so, yeah. It's good.
I'll probably be there later today. Okay, number three, St. Louis-style pizza. We did not try St. Louis-style pizza with my friend today, but I was trying to describe it, and it was funny because she said she doesn't eat a lot of pizza, but what she would eat was something that was thin, on almost like cracker type. I was like, hello, you absolutely would love. Now, that is one thing, and maybe you'll agree or disagree, but the Provel cheese, some people love it. Others absolutely cannot stand it. I have had people who have tried it and just... they don't get it. Like, they do not like that cheese at all.
Is that what's on what pizza?
Like Emo's. St. Louis style pizza. It has the Provel cheese mix in it.
Yeah. Well, I have to be careful here because Emo's, it's supposed to be a big deal, but Chuck E. Cheese pizza is
Chuck
good.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza is really good.
I mean, come on. There's a lot of good pizza.
St. Louis Pizza and Wings, there you go. There's a free plug. It's pretty good.
All right, number four. Limey hit this one. Gooey butter cake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Gummy.
Now, I heard that was an invented. That was an invention from Dierbergs.
I think it was.
This story, and again, I don't know, it says reportedly created in the 1930s when a local baker mistakenly mixed up the ingredients for a traditional coffee cake.
And that might have been that. When did Dierbergs open? 19?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Then that's not the answer. 20s. It's been a long
time. No, that, I think was it was in the 20s. I think so.
Well, then the 30s, it could have been Dierbergs.
Yeah, could have been. So, gooey butter cake. All right. Frank mentioned this one, barbecue pork steak.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I guess because they're inexpensive to make?
I don't know, but my late father-in-law, he barbecued out on the grill the best pork steak still I've ever tasted.
I think pork steaks are just kind of like a Missouri, maybe Southern Illinois type thing.
But isn't it like an inexpensive cut of meat to have?
I think it is.
So yeah, barbecue, and you really can't get that anywhere else. I mean, if you ever ask for a pork steak,
they don't know what you're talking about.
They have no idea.
You mean pork chop?
Yeah, right. Like no.
Okay, so this one I've actually never tried, and you always see it on the menus in other cities, and I still have no idea exactly what it is. I assume it's the way it's cut, but I don't know. St. Louis style ribs.
I don't know what that means.
Can anyone?
Does that just mean the barbecue sauce though? Because I know St. Louis has its own style of barbecue sauce.
They do?
Is that what they mean?
What is that?
I don't know because I've never tried it. But that's like I've been to other places and they're like St. Louis style barbecue.
I don't think it means anything.
But it is. If you go to any barbecue, most barbecue places, they'll have it on the menu outside of St. Louis style ribs.
Is it just like a thicker sauce?
The description here says pork spare ribs are generally fattier than baby back ribs and are often slow cooked for several hours. This provides a full flavored and tender meat. The ribs are seasoned with a dry rub while cooking and can be topped with barbecue sauce as well.
No, that's all nonsense.
So that's just the way we cook.
Yeah, anybody could cook them that way.
Okay, this one I have never heard of, and I'll be interested to see if anybody knows it. A St. Paul sandwich.
Never heard of it.
Anyway,
never heard of it.
This is number seven on their list of essential.
Why would it be like Louis sandwich? If
it's
kind of
like a Monte Cristo, but not.
I don't even know what that is.
It's not. It's not. Oh,
so this says here the St. Paul sandwich can be found on the menu at nearly every Chinese restaurant in the St. Louis area. I've never seen it on a menu.
I've been to two dozen Chinese restaurants. I've never seen it.
But I've never looked for it either, so I don't know.
I think it involves.
You know what I always do see on Chinese menus? Flaming poo poo. That's always on there.
What the heck is
that? No, go look. Flaming poo-poo. Yeah, it sounds horrible.
I don't like that.
I picture a kebab stick with doo-doo on it, lit on fire.
We used to do
burning
that.
Burning doo-doo.
To somebody's front porch, we'd light a bag on fire.
Or bend over and light one. That would be kind of flaming poo-poo.
This says it is a St. Louis original and may have been created by a Chinese restaurant owner in Lafayette Square in the 1940s. The sandwich consists of a fried egg foo young patty. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Sorry. I love egg foo young.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't need a lot of Chinese food. Patty on two slices of white bread.
Don't wait too long. It'd be egg foo old. If you let it sit out like a couple of days.
That was good.
Thank you.
He deserved that.
Thank you. Tim shaking his head no. He's still mad about that. Still mad about the nine prostitutes in the basement with Tim.
Served on white bread with mayonnaise, lettuce, pickles, and tomato.
And why is it, if it's a St. Louis, why is it called St. Paul sandwich?
I have no idea. I didn't make up the list.
Maybe it's named after St. Paul.
It's the most restaurants you can get it for $2 or $3.
Maybe that Chinese guy didn't know where he was.
What's Paul Despain St.
It has its own Wikipedia page, Frank, and it says that the sandwich was originated by Chinese restaurants in St. Louis, and then it started to spread. So that's why it's a St. Louis thing.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
You're welcome.
All right, number eight. Frank will like this one. The Bionic Apple.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. Merbs.
Merbs candies.
There is no better candied apple anywhere.
Is that the one where it's in the red hard candy?
No. No, it's caramel and nuts on. Oh, you get it without the nuts. There is no better caramel and no crisper apple than that Merbs Bionic Apple.
It's huge,
giant
too.
Granny Smith apple.
Yeah. Yes.
Coated in Merbs, homemade caramel, then rolled in salted pecan pieces.
With a glass of cold milk.
Oh, I like nuts. Yeah. Have you ever had one of those, Limey?
What did I just say? I think so, yeah.
I like nuts.
But I know there's two, because there's the candied apple, which is in red candy.
If you go to the fairgrounds and break your teeth off.
Yeah. Love that stuff.
Well, that's actually a candied apple. These are caramel apples, yeah. And when I was a kid, I loved those red candied apples. Yeah.
Is there any difference between caramel and caramel?
No, same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah. But I'm trying to learn how to say caramel.
So. Dan, is your favorite brand of nuts the D's label?
D's?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
These nuts?
These nuts.
It's a rap reference, and Limey gets it, and Bill lets it, and they're both laughing right
Tim,
now.
How many people in our audience do you think get rap music references?
Seven.
Okay, you're right.
I would go with that. All right, number nine on the list. I've never had this because I'm a picky eater, and there's no way I would eat it, but a slinger.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be the favorite of people hungover who go in for breakfast.
It's pretty wonderful.
It's like at the Courtesy Diner or Eat Right.
Oh, no.
Eat Right.
There's a restaurant called Slingers on Gravois Road just past the 141 westbound Gravois Road. The name of the restaurant is Slingers.
And it's what? Egg and chili or what is it again?
It's a fried piece of toast. I think. Well, the one I had was you had a piece of toast, a burger patty, a fried egg, chili, cheese, and I think bacon.
This is pretty close. It says here hash browns, eggs, hamburger patty smothered in chili, then topped with cheese and chopped onions.
Oh. Okay.
And they also you can do a sausage one instead of the hamburger. They serve them both ways at that restaurant.
I want to say it sounds horrible, but it kind of sounds great.
Well, the chili is what makes it.
And I think you're supposed to eat it after you've been drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
That's how okay. And I didn't realize that was just a St. Louis thing. I thought those were everywhere. All right. And number 10, and I guess this makes sense, fish fry.
Oh, yeah.
Really? What?
Which is
the church fish fries.
And I didn't realize it was just a bigger deal here than in any other place, but you think about all the Catholic churches that have their big fish fries.
Churches in other parts of the country don't have fish fries.
Maybe they do, but it's on. They made their list of 10.
Well, sometimes if you hit the right church, some of that stuff is fantastic.
Saint Ferdinand in Florissant.
I like a good fish
fry. Is one of the
and Dan,
best.
We used to have the pancake breakfast, and we used to have them run it over from Saint Charles.
Was it the Kiwanis?
Yeah, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the Kiwanis Club.
Wow, with those
Saint
good
Charles.
Pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so there you go. 10 essential foods to try. Maybe you live here and haven't tried all of them. So there's your list. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
I can't believe it's already over. I'm a little sad.
And I have to leave, so I'm sorry.
Can you stay for 2 minutes and participate in something?
Okay.
Okay. Tim Woodburn had a story in the news right before the show started. Bush Stadium apparently is taking auditions for somebody to sing this. Is that right, Tim?
Sorry, no, the Blues.
The Blues. I'm sorry. The National Anthem. Mm-hmm. To sing the National Anthem. I just thought, and here's the only part we're going to sing. It's like, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Well, so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. That's as far as we'll take it. I just like for us to maybe audition, see if we can sing it. So first, Bill, you're up first.
Oh, no, I'm not singing by myself.
No, we each are. We will each do it.
No.
Then you're not a team player.
Can we just sing it together?
Why can't we sing it together?
No.
Come on.
Oh, no, that won't prove it.
They are taking, groups,
I saw.
Groups, too.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do a group, and then let's film it. We'll send it in. We could be the next people who sing it for the opening of the Blues.
Charles Glenn just retired from
singing
it.
Dan, give us a note on the harmonica. Give us a note.
Yes. Charles Glenn just retired because of he has MS. Is that correct, Tim?
Yeah.
Okay. This is our audition as a group singing the National Anthem.
I can't find it.
We'll do it. Okay, that seems to be the key everybody wants. Here we go. Yep. One, two.
Say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
That actually was pretty good.
That was not bad. That was awesome.
wonder what it pays. And if any one of us wasn't good, it was covered by the others.
Yes, exactly.
So I hope they heard that. What does that pay? Do you mind know?
I don't know.
I really think we should film it and apply.
The St. Louis Symphony is actually helping.
Because that's the criteria.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you have to submit a video by August, 16th or something?
I think we should do it.
I don't even think we need to practice.
Can you imagine if they actually pick
us? Let's record it. Send it in.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Are you kidding? Yeah. That'd be awesome.
And they're going to audition the people that they pick to actually audition. They're going to audition at Powell Symphony Hall with the orchestra.
Come on now, huh?
Yeah. Can you imagine us walking out of Powell Hall? People get up and walk out.
We could all have
leave.
Matching tuxedos.
Oh no, no. Let's wear knee high ankle strap sandals and kilts commando with skin tight white shirts.
You know what I would suggest to someone?
Someone's be watching The Outlander.
That submits a video. You do the Star Spangled Banner and you also do the Canadian national anthem as well.
What?
Because you're going to have to do when the Canadian
is
teams
that,
come
is that
in.
True?
Yeah,
sing there. Why didn't they say you need to put that on your audition thing then?
I don't know. I would just suggest doing that.
Do you know the name outside of Old Canada? Do you know it?
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patron son in all thy
Sons command.
Sons command.
You got the job. Bill has to leave. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've talked to my daughter about auditioning.
Well, she should.
Yeah.
She should. Wouldn't that be something? Alyssa Strauss, the official singer of the National Anthem, St. Louis Blues.
That would be, I would be in
you
heaven.
Would, oh, my goodness. They'd have to tie you down. You'd be so excited. So, is Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, she's in Congress, and she's a SH disturber, and she and Trump getting into back and forth about the... who's racist and whatever. Folks, when I tell you this, one of my sons, my older son, Adam, called this to my attention. If you don't believe that the news media manipulate and control what we hear or see and how we see it and that they're not biased politically, all of them, this will prove you're wrong. I have what she said. She's talking about... Trump, and here's what she said. She said, "I'm not going nowhere." Here it is, right here. Hold on. I hope this will work.
I'm not going nowhere.
Now, CNN ran the story, and in the print version on their website, they put that she said, "quote I'm not going anywhere." They actually corrected her grammar for her. And then I watched the CNN anchor doing the news, and the anchor said, and she said, "I'm not going anywhere." No, she did. She said, "I'm not going nowhere." Bad grammar, yet they seem to feel that they will clean it up so she doesn't appear to be so stupid. They don't do that with anybody else on the other side, and I'm sure it happens with Fox the other way around. But there's an example. That is, to me, despicable. That's not news coverage.
The quote, it's in quotes,
and she didn't say that. She said, "I'm not going nowhere."
Of course it's skewing it, but it's on CNN.
Did they correct Al Sharpton when he misspelled respect?
We have that.
Or did they correct him when he said about Michael Jackson at the funeral, "There ain't nothing wrong with your daddy"? They didn't correct that. Why don't you correct? Holy mackerel. Unbelievable. Okay, I had to share that with you. Now, here's another in the category of the country's going to hell. Ingles Coca is this person's name, 31 years old, who identifies as gender non-specific. I believe this person has a penis and a scrotum, but identifies as non-specific. He works at a restaurant in New York City. It's a fine dining restaurant. He is suing the restaurant because he says they violated city codes by treating males and females differently and specifically imposing different uniforms and grooming standards based on their sex or gender. Here's what happened. The boss said that the men in the restaurant were to wear ties. He, she, it doesn't want to wear a tie because even though he, she, it has a penis, doesn't identify as a man, and now is suing the restaurant for making him dress like a male.
Gonna win, too, probably.
No, hopefully not.
Where is it?
He said it created a hostile New York City.
He's going to win.
A hostile work environment.
In New York City?
You've got to be kidding me.
Nah, he's going to win. You watch.
Unbelievable.
I hope not.
New York City or California, they're gonna win.
Right, I have to get to the joke for two reasons. You, Mike Evans, time, but I may have to tell this joke twice to satisfy both sides of the aisle here. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I had an email, a listener emailed me and asked me to tell the joke, and this is the version the listener wanted to hear. It involves Hillary. Now, if I have time, I'll tell it again, and we'll just replace her with Trump, and everybody will be happy. And I've told this story before, but Shirley, I think was her name. Shirley, I'm doing this for you. I don't think it's been as long as I'd like for it to be. What the heck? Hillary is out jogging. If you can even imagine that. And as you know, the Secret Service is still assigned to her and to Bill. But she asked the Secret Service to give her some space. She just wants some space. I'd like to go out and just for a little jog. And please, don't write on me. So they do. They give her space. Well, they get maybe a little too far from her and let her get a little bit out of their sight. And as she's jogging over a bridge over a creek, she somehow falls into the creek in the rushing water. And before the Secret Service can get to her, three young boys who are fishing see this, and they all three jump in and save Hillary Clinton's life, keep her from drowning. Well, when they get her out on the bank and they realize she's going to be okay, she says to the boys, she says, "You boys have saved my life. I'd like to do something for you, you young man." The first one she points to, "What can I do? Is there anything I can do for you?" He says, "Well, Mrs. Clinton, I'd love to go to Disney World. My parents can't." She said, "Done. Done, and you will fly to Disney World on one of the jets that Bill and I use to fly around on. And you, young man," the second young man, he said, "Well," he says, "my grandma loves Barbra Streisand, and I think that you and your husband, Mr." She said, "Don't say no more. She's a personal friend. Your grandma is not only going to a concert, the best seat in the house. We will arrange for your grandma to meet Barbara at Barbra Streisand's home." The kid says, "Oh, my grandma's going to love that." "And you, young man," she points to the third kid. He said, "Well, I would like a motorized wheelchair, one that has the latest, greatest everything. Has like a high-definition screen and a gaming system and great headphones and the state-of-the-art wheelchair." And Hillary says, "Well, I'm sorry, you don't look like, you just helped save my life. You don't look like you need a wheelchair." He says, "Oh, but I will once my dad finds out who I saved." Okay, now, and then you do the big finish. To satisfy everybody, same joke, different.
Different outcome.
Donald Trump doesn't jog, but he's playing golf. And he asks the Secret Service to give him some space so he can play golf. And he goes over to look for an errant shot in the weeds, and there's a little pond over there. And he falls in the pond and he's flailing around. And three boys, young golfers, save him. And before the Secret Service can even get to him, he says, "I'm President of the United States. You boys, you can have anything you want. Thanks for saving my life." The first kid says, "Mr. President, I'd like to go to Disney World." He says, "I'll take you on Air Force One or the Trump jet, you name it." Second kid says, "My grandmother loves Barbra Streisand." He says, "Well, I can't stand her. I hate her guts, and I don't know her, but I'll see what I can do. I'll get somebody to arrange for you to meet her and go to a concert or whatever." The third kid says, "I want a motorized wheelchair." He says, "Son, you don't look like you need a wheelchair." And he says, "Oh, but I will once my dad finds out whose life I saved." Something for everybody.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic sponsored by Sprint. Accident blocking the right lane southbound 270 at Ladue. Accident westbound 370 on the Discovery Bridge. Stop and go eastbound 270 McDonald to New Florissant. Jams westbound 64 at Vandeventer. A stalled northbound 55 past Lindbergh. Earlier accident northbound 55 at Park. And a crash Illinois 160 south of Highland. Reportedly blocking all lanes. It is closed. Hey guys, see how you can get both an unlimited plan with one of the newest phones included for one low price. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 to learn how you can switch to a Sprint unlimited plan. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day.
One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
It's only here on 590 The Fan. It's the Charlie Tuna Show.
Let's go to my guest line. My good friend, super agent Tom Condon. How you doing, Tom?
I'm going to call him the Bridge. Former first-round draft pick, the Dallas Cowboys, the Howard Richards, former Cardinal great, Vince Coleman.
My blues connoisseur, Joe Freston. What's up, Joe?
Weeknights, Monday through Thursday, from 7 till 9, it's the Charlie Tuna Show. Only here on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
With standards of personalized service unmatched in the area and a highly trained staff, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. Centrally located just minutes from everything downtown Clayton offers, the Gatesworth features three different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef, weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, a movie theater, and even a putting green. The Gatesworth, striving to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information.
Let's go down to Dallas. That's what I say. And what I say goes. So we're going to Dallas, Texas. Mike Evans is there. He's brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant. Ooh, if you've never had a filet mignon bone-in filet, try it. I had my first one the other night. Don't know what took so long. Glad I did it. Any Guns and the Smokehouse Restaurant are closed only on Monday. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff. Gift cards are a great idea, any occasion, anybody, anytime. They sell thousands every year. And that's pretty much it. I think that's... Oh, reservations. You will need them for dinner at Annie Guns. And I think we ought to make them for lunch just to be safe, because they're busy then, too. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Now, proudly present Mike Evans.
Tommy. Come
on, Homer.
Sounds like maybe a little different kind of vessel he's drinking from.
Yeah, it's a little, it's a, sort of like a cup thing.
Ah, okay. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I thought we'd do one more, at least one more, about vacations. And according to the Americana magazine, these are the four biggest and best state fairs this summer.
All right.
Which one is the biggest and the best? New York State Fair, Texas State Fair, Minnesota State Fair, or a state fair they call the Big E. Answer in a minute. Movie news I have been following. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
What's wrong with your voice?
That was beautiful. I love it. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
I've been following this movie since the first day of shooting 2 years ago. There's been a couple of fires on the set. One of the sound engineers fell from a sound stage and was killed.
Whoa.
It's been some problems. It was all shot at Fred Rogers' studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. When the project was suggested a biopic about Fred Rogers, Fred's widow, Joanne, personally called Tom Hanks and asked him to play her husband. Tom accepted, and Tom is terrific as Mr. Rogers. Tom Hanks has been a huge fan of Fred Rogers for 50 years. The whole family has been sort of just engulfed in Fred Rogers. His son, Colin Hanks, actually played Mr. Rogers on the Comedy Central's Drunk History episode. You ever see that show,
yeah,
Drunk History?
I did not.
It's a great show.
The movie is also about, as much as Fred Rogers, a writer who in real life shadowed Mr. Rogers, wrote an article about him. This writer was very, very depressing, very negative, always looked at the dark side of life, and it changed his life forever just hanging out with Fred Rogers in real life. Trailer is out now. You got to check it out. The movie's coming out Thanksgiving. Of all the celebrities I met, Tom Hanks is my favorite celebrity, the nicest celebrity I ever met. Tom Hanks plays the very nice Mr. Rogers in this movie, but Hanks is currently shooting the hideous, he plays the hideous Colonel Tom Parker in the Elvis Presley biopic.
All right.
Movie news, Michael Jackson's biopic has been given the green light. While Jacko's estate is against it, the unauthorized film should be very factual since Jackson's closest friends and associates are involved. I don't know what you pay for rent or for your house payment, but I thought this was interesting. Two bedroom, two bath, 1,200 square foot apartment in Lubbock, Texas, rents for $575. The same 1,200 square foot, two bedroom, two bath apartment in San Francisco.
Here we go. Get ready. Brace yourself.
Rents for $4,750.
San Francisco.
But hey, you do get to enjoy daily obstacle course maneuvering through the front yard and the sidewalk, trying to avoid needles and feces.
So yeah. That's good.
Special. Yeah. How much time I got? Just curious.
You have exactly 2 minutes.
I kind of like this. In the past, I've told you a lot of New York Post headlines that I really like. But a listener sent me a headline from Albuquerque Journal, and I think it's worth sharing.
All right.
Above the story of a dude busted for embezzling money to start a phony salsa business, in New Mexico, the headline screamed, ready?
Ready.
Las Cruces man gets caught in Pico del... De Leo.
Pico de Leo. It would have been really good.
Las Cruces man gets caught in Pico de Leo.
I tell you what we're going to do, Mike. Edit that out, Mike. Let me start. I got you. Edit it. Hang on, Mike.
Radio edit.
Yeah, Mike, what is that headline?
Las Cruces man gets caught in Pico de Leo.
Oh, no.
I said it again. Las Cruces man gets caught in Pico de Leo.
Yeah, and finally 45 seconds.
New York, Texas, Minnesota, or the Big Easy, best fare?
Texas.
Ooh, Minnesota.
Big Easy.
I'm going to go Texas.
New York State Fair is number 4. They have Beefsteak Sunday. Sounds horrible. Mm. Number 3 is the Big E Fair. It is Maine, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, and Massachusetts Fair together, held in Springfield, Massachusetts. Number 2 is a Minnesota State Fair featuring deep fried Twinkies and 80 foods served on sticks.
Yes.
Number 1 is the Texas State Fair in Dallas. It's 2-week blowout, topped by the last Saturday of the fair, the Texas-Oklahoma Red River Showdown football game.
5 seconds.
The Cotton Bowl. The Cotton Bowl is located on the fairgrounds.
1 second.
Kevin. See ya.
I win 2 days in a row, the champion. Thank you, and you're welcome. And thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Thank a police officer or a firefighter every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear. All
right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
I'll kick things off first in the National Football League. The Washington Redskins made a surprise move today as they've released linebacker Mason Foster. Foster led the team last season in tackles. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys are releasing wide receiver Allen Hurns 6 months after suffering a bad ankle injury in their wild card win over Seattle. Cincinnati Bengals have given wide receiver Tyler Boyd a 4-year extension worth a whopping $43 million. Speaking of extensions, someone in Green Bay is also getting one as well. Packers have signed defensive end Dean Lowry to a 3-year extension, paying him just a hair over $20 million. And the league itself today has suspended Vikings quarterback Holton Hill for 4 games after violating the league's substance abuse policy. Onward we go to the NBA. ESPN reporting the league is opening up an investigation centered around the timing of the earliest reported free agency deals. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Kemba Walkers. I'm David Gascon.
You know who this is? Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's married. One guy is divorced. One guy has no kids. One guy has 2.